Tyler McComas is with us out there in Norman, Oklahoma. And Tyler, various things I want to talk about, but you probably have a better pulse reading about what everybody's saying about Oklahoma in this matchup with the Death Star. Is anybody giving the Sooners much of a crack at this thing?
Well, I think a lot of that depends on if Marquise Hollywood Brown is able to play or not for OU. And I think that you're very familiar with him. And I think people around the country have become very familiar with Marquise Brown in the past couple of years. I mean, he's without question the most dynamic wide receiver that they have. And he may be the most dynamic wide receiver in all of college football. Not a big guy by any stretch. He's small, but he's super speedy, super explosive. I mean, when they want to go deep and they want to take a shot at a big play, Marquise Brown is their guy. And all the people that watched that West Virginia game the Friday after Thanksgiving, they remember what kind of factor Marquise Brown is. I mean, he's got the talent. He's got the bloodline. He's the cousin of Brown, the player for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So he's big time. Lincoln Riley said earlier this week that it's not a definite no that he will play, but it also isn't a definite yes, so not too much to go on. The Lincoln Riley did say that his injury, whether it's a foot or an ankle, didn't need surgery. I think he's going to play. I think Marquise Brown's going to play. Will he be 100%? I don't know. I think we still need more time to kind of see if that's going to be the case or not. I don't think OU knows that answer right now. I think he'll play, and if he does, then regardless of how many points they give up defensively, and Bill, they're going to give up points defensively. You, me, and everybody else knows that. But you can say this about this game. OU will take Alabama out of its comfort zone. That doesn't mean that Alabama is not equipped to win a game 49-42, but Alabama will have to win this game unlike any other that they played this season.
They haven't played anybody remotely close to Kyler Murray at quarterback that I can think of. Now, they've got one on their own roster when he's healthy, but you can't duplicate what Kyler Murray does.
No, you can't. I mean, Jalen Hurts has got dual threat ability, but Jalen Hurts doesn't have the arm talent that Kyler Murray does. So, yeah, I mean, and how do you prepare for that guy? Well, if there's been a kryptonite and you call him the Death Star, if there's been a kryptonite to Nick Saban and the Death Star, it's been this. It's been dual threat quarterbacks that can make plays with both his feet and his arm. And that's been the kryptonite of everybody. It's not just Alabama, but that's the one thing that Bama has struggled with. So the one thing that Alabama has had trouble stopping in the past, whether it's Cam Newton, whether it's Johnny Manziel, I know Chad Kelly wasn't the fleetest of foot, but he had nice arm talent too. He beat him a couple times. So this is the blueprint. OU offensively is the blueprint of what is giving Alabama problems. So if the OU defense can just step up, make a few stops, get a couple turnovers, then we may be looking at a very, very interesting football game come 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
This will be two of the best offensive lines in America. Boomer Sooner offensive line has been outstanding. Alabama's offensive line seems like forever has been outstanding. So anybody who likes the beauty of offensive lines, and Tyler, that's probably not a big chunk of people out there. I'm one of them. I love the harmony of a good offensive line. That's another treat in this ballgame.
There was a couple guys on ESPN that were talking earlier this week. One of them was Emmanuel Acho. I forgot who the other one was. But they were arguing that, well, Jake Fromm threw for, what he threw for 300 yards and a couple touchdowns on Alabama. What's Kyler Murray going to do? And then the conversation goes to, well, come on, though. Oklahoma doesn't have the running game that Georgia does. Well, that's completely false, okay? I mean, look at what happened last year in the Rose Bowl. Oklahoma ran the football just fine against Georgia. And they've ran the football great this year. Yeah, they don't have Rodney Anderson. He got beat up and had a season-ending injury earlier in the season. But Kennedy Brooks is extremely capable. Trey Sermon's played a lot of football for them. Extremely capable. You're right. I think Oklahoma and Alabama are the two best offensive lines in the country, and they're going to play in the Orange Bowl. OU took five games to kind of find itself. They didn't have a lot of continuity. They were throwing in starters at center. They were just trying to find themselves a little bit. And once they took off, man, did they ever take off. And I think that that's what a lot of people nationally don't realize about OU. They see great quarterback play. They see great running backs. They see great wide receivers. But not a lot of people realize that in the last 4 years, they've had elite offensive lines. And not only is this year not any different, Bill, I think this is the best offensive line that they've had since maybe 2008 in the last decade.
By the way, is Austin Kendall, because somebody sent me some correspondence, is he gone or what's the word there?
Well, okay, well, that's fascinating in itself. Now, you would think that right now, I mean, you would think he'd be crazy to leave. Why would you leave? He's been there the longest out of all the quarterbacks.
Right.
He's probably the favorite to get the starting job. Look what the last two guys have done, yada, 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 whatever. But there's rumors that him and Lincoln Riley may not see eye to eye, so that's interesting. So I have kind of heard that. There's been rumors up in the air that maybe he won't be on the football team next season, which I guess I'll have to see that to believe it, just because I guess that I trust the kid to say, geez, look at the opportunity that I have in front of me. And it's not like they have a ton of scholarship quarterbacks on the roster. Kyler Murray's gone at the end of this year. You've got Tanner Mordecai, and you've got an incoming freshman that he's got to beat out. That's it. I mean, you would think that you like your chances there, but if he feels like he's not going to win that job or he just wants to go somewhere else, I mean, power to him. But, gee, he's not going to have a better opportunity in college football next year to be a starter and to put up big numbers. I can guarantee you that.
But that's out there, right? Okay, so I just want to make sure. Yeah. Wow. More and getting off track a little bit, but that's okay. I like looking out into the distance a little bit regardless. Mordecai or the Rattler kid? The Rattler kid's not a midtermer, I'm told. So that's going to put him back a little bit. What are the options there between those two? Is Mordecai simply the favorite because he's there if indeed Kendall's not there?
I mean, it's his job. If Austin Kendall's gone and right. Kyler Murray, I mean, he's going to be gone, okay? So, I mean, Tanner Mordecai would be your lone scholarship guy going to the spring. I mean, he's your guy. And you're right. Spencer Rattler is not going to come in until the summer. So you're kind of moving forward with Mordecai. And I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. I mean, he's not Baker Mayfield or Kyler Murray. Geez, who is? But Lincoln Riley likes him. He's got good arm talent. He's a guy that can play in their offense, not super mobile, but still athletic enough to make plays. I mean, I think if that happens, I think if Austin Kendall does indeed transfer, now, I don't know if it would be Jalen Hurts, but I would think that they would be on the market for a grad transfer, a quarterback. Maybe there's one out there that they like, maybe not. But I think that you'd at least want another scholarship quarterback on your roster heading into spring ball.
I know this is not an original thought, but it bears repeating. How many years of football would you have to play to have two quarterbacks transfer in and in back-to-back years win Heisman trophies? 1,000? You could play forever and not have that happen.
I'd say more than 1,000, more than 1,000. I mean, it's something that is so unprecedented and never seen before again. And we had the conversation yesterday on our show is, you know, you can sell that on the recruiting trail, clearly.
Oh.
Hey, you want to be a quarterback? Well, look what we've done with the last two quarterbacks. You can come out of high school and be there. But we were just talking about grad transfers. I mean, how is that for a recruiting pitch to a Jalen Hurts or somebody else? Jalen Hurts, you've done a lot of nice things. You won a lot of big games at Alabama. What a heck of an SEC championship game against Georgia that you've had. But, hey, look what we've done with our last two transfer quarterbacks. So I don't think it just works with the high school kids. I think it works with whatever situation that you're in. I mean, God, there's no program out there that can make the recruiting pitches to quarterbacks that Oklahoma can right now.
Speaking of that, and Tyler McComas with us out there in Norman, is there anything going on with Khalil Tate? Could that be a possibility?
Yeah. Okay, so that's a name that has been thrown around as well, and I've looked into that. Apparently, I mean, no more than a week ago, he did have a conversation with Kevin Sumlin, and he did not express his desire to transfer when they met face-to-face. Now, clearly, college kids, that can change. One phone call can change everything. But there were some rumors out of Arizona, yes, you're right, that Khalil Tate possibly wanted to transfer, but maybe this sit down with Kevin Sumlin changed his mind. I don't know. That's still a little bit of a fuzzy situation out there. But I mean, guy, if he's a guy that wants to leave again, it's the same thing. Khalil Tate, you had an unbelievable year 2 years ago, and you are very versatile running the football. We can take advantage of those strengths. Look what we did with Kyler Murray this year. That's the best thing about Lincoln Riley as an offensive mind. I mean, he's got great play calling, but he puts his quarterbacks in the best situations to succeed. And I have no doubt if Khalil Tate came from Tucson to Norman that Lincoln Riley would put him in much better situations to succeed than he had this year. I mean, I was shocked. I was shocked that Khalil Tate wasn't a factor at all running the ball this year. And I don't know if that was injury-related. I don't know if that was Kevin Sumlin-related. But Khalil Tate's got to kind of look at the situation right now and saying, what's best for me right now in getting to the league? Is it to stay in Arizona? Because clearly he had a big time of a setback year.
Appreciate your work there, Tyler.
Absolutely. Anytime, Bill.